This is JIS News. Coming up, Petrocaribe Fund sets aside $18 million to assist LAMP beneficiaries. Cabinet approves terms of reference for energy sector enterprise team and primary students currently sitting grade 4 literacy and numeracy tests. The news in detail after this message.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by Carib Save.
Now the news. The Petrocaribe Development Fund will set aside $18 million to assist landowners who have applied to the Land Administration and Management Program LAMP for titles and are unable to complete the process due to lack of funding. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the sum will go towards assisting beneficiaries in paying fees for titling services.
LAMP has to date submitted 62 files for processing and is awaiting funding in order to deliver the certificates of title to the beneficiaries at formal ceremonies.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking during his 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. In the meantime, Minister Pickersgill says an allocation of $20 million has been provided to fund the operations of the adjudication committees in the various communities within affected parishes. This in a bid to resolve ownership issues, which will result in the issuance of titles for these applicants. The committees cover the parishes of St. Catherine, St. Elizabeth, Manchester, Clarendon, Westmorland, Hanover, St. James, Trelawney and St. Anne. It is projected that four committees will be established in St. Elizabeth by June 30, while the other committees will be established later this year in consultation with members of Parliament. Cabinet has signed off on the terms of reference for the recently announced Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, ESET. Appointment letters have also been issued to members of the team. The ESET will lead and manage the procurement process for additional baseload electricity generation capacity and related facilities. This in an effort to achieve significantly reduced electricity costs for consumers while ensuring diversification in the fuel supply mix. The scope of work for ESET includes the implementation of a comprehensive program to replace baseload generation with more efficient plants by utilizing lower-cost fuel. The team will advise the Energy Minister on the terms of the licenses to be issued and review the current policy for the procurement of additional generation capacity to the national grid. The enterprise team will also recommend policy changes, which it considers necessary to achieve a procurement process consistent with best practices, responsive to the national requirements, and which can secure a suitable future solution. Just over 96,000 primary-level students across the island are currently sitting the Grade 4 Literacy and Numeracy tests. The two-day exam started earlier today.
I haven't had any reports of any problems, Vaughan. I expect that all schools are administering and look forward to a successful outcome of the examination.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites was speaking in an interview with JIS News earlier today. Based on the ministry's competence-based transition policy, primary-level students are required to attain mastery at both the Grade 4 Literacy and Numeracy exams in order to be qualified to sit the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. And Jamaica's capacity to mitigate the effects of climate change is expected to be enhanced with the provision of $4 million U.S. in grant funding under the pilot program for climate resilience. The program is being funded by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, and the World Bank through Climate Investment Funds, CIF. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the initiative is aimed at increasing resilience to climate change effects at the national and regional levels. He says several measures will be implemented under the pilot program for climate resilience project. These include the upgrading of national equipment and systems for improved collection, processing of data and more accurate forecasting of hydrometeorological events, including extreme weather. That was the JIS News. I am Caroline Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.